4341790. The Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. You can send a WhatsApp message to 266-IVOB, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. It is interesting how many of these videos, same videos, just keep forwarded to Brass Tacks by different people and asking me to comment. One on the changing of names, rather than saying babies, to saying theybies, because they don't want you to know whether it's a male or female child. And people with animal rights wanting to change their name from pedophiles to, sorry, pedophiles want to change their name to minor attracted persons, and you know, to comment on it. Look, one of the challenges about social media is I find it unsociable, so I stay off of it. One. Two, I answer to three laws. The law of God, the person I call my creator, you could call him by whatever you want to call him. Okay? Because I might call my father daddy, you might call yours the old man, somebody else might say pops, they're referring to the father. So I believe in a supreme being. Peter calls me a believer. Okay, fine. I believe in one. So I subscribe to his law. The dictates of my conscience is the second one. And the third one is the law of the land. Because I know the laws of the land could be go against the dictates of my conscience or what I believe my supreme creator says that I should and should not do. That's the first thing. The second thing is people's lifestyles, the laws of their country, the rules of their society and the way they order their society has never influenced my life and it never will. Especially the United States of America. Because the United States of America had Jim Crow laws that said black people are supposed to use certain toilets, eat at certain restaurants, and do certain things. And a whole set of people had to go through all sorts of contortions to gain something they called rights. The right to vote. Women had to do it too. So people's societies are ordered the way they want it ordered. Does not affect my life. But that's just me. Three. Because somebody does not want to give their child a gender, that's their business. If they try to tell me what I should or should not call my child, I will have a problem with it. And if somebody decides to make it the law of the land that I have to call my child a baby as opposed to a baby because I don't want to say whether it's male, female, or whether it has no genitalia at all, they will not be able to make me do that. I got into trouble in more than one country because of my beliefs. No. There are also religious sects that force people to accept or not accept a certain way of life. So I do not believe that religions are infallible either. There's a guy who started a religious group in Ghana that caused them to all kill themselves. There were preachers who used to be on the same television that we like to follow in the United States and in Barbados, who preached theology, who made millions. And then they were found to be molesters, paid prostitutes, horn their wives, and all sorts of things. So I do not believe that men are perfect. I'm one of the most imperfect people in the world. And as I pointed out to somebody who sent a WhatsApp message to me, telling me I must realize that some of the old people who talked to me didn't have a lot of education, so I should go easy on them. I said to them, I'm the least educated of the moderators. So I ain't talking down to anybody. I'm not better educated than anyone. There is something called tolerance. And if you cannot tolerate the behavior of anybody, my advice to you is to avoid them. Do not be influenced by television. Do not be influenced by what's the trend. For example, what's the meaning of throwing shade? I don't know what throwing shade is. I know about standing in the shade. Now, all of a sudden, when I pick up the newspaper and read it, or look at newspapers online, I see about people throwing shade. I know what that one is. But it's the trend, so everybody's going to go with it. Then all of a sudden, everybody in Barbados, rather than saying, excuse me, I've done something wrong, will send me a message saying, my bad. I don't know what that is either. So we follow, and then we say people are imposing. We follow, and then they say they're shoving it down our throat. Stop following. If you don't like it, avoid it. I used to smoke cigarettes, 30 a day at times. I gave it up. People could stand around me and smoke cigarettes. It is not a problem for me. I won't say I want one now, or don't stand next to me because you're smoking a cigarette. I know to stay away from you if I don't want to smell cigarette smoke. And if you come in my house and I have a do not smoke here sign, then do not smoke here. That is my law, my perimeter, my boundary. If you want to come in, it's my rule. That's all we got to do, people. Draw the line, stay where we stand, and stop following. This safety numbers thing don't make sense. You have a brain, use it. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. DJ?
Hey.
Yes, I want to thank you and 92.9 for the members of the Barbados Water Authority. They're on the job for the rapid response at Trent.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On their behalf, I thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well. Guys on the Water Authority, well done. Now, if you can fix the one out by Ellerton, the nursery for the commissioner, I'm sure he'd be happy as well. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Brother Nasser, how are you?
How are you, sir?
I am good.
Yes, I know you. Nothing I rush you because you know me when I give something, lay you something, you can take as long as you want.
Man, last night I was up till about 1 o'clock.
See that you can. You
that's when when you have nothing to do in the night. You read.
You save a lot of lives in Barbados, and you better give a lot better advice to people in danger.
That is the particular thing I liked about it, that you know how to respond if someone is in trouble. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. Yep. Correct. That's important to know, huh?
That's why I allow you to finish, read it before you finish it.
I thank you, sir.
You might have problems there. Someone might call in, you know, have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And from that book, you'll be able to help them.
They might not want to hear me, but I'll try.
I know they don't want to hear you, though. It's nice talking to you. I really was honest seeing you yesterday, man.
Thank you, my friend. It was good seeing you, too.
You don't understand that, me. You don't meet. We don't discuss off of the air. Nothing, you know. Nobody don't believe that, you know. They have figured that me and your brother, my own Dennis, real tight. I see that we tight, but we don't.
We don't line by each other.
No, I don't know Dennis drink. I don't know why he drink. I don't know Dennis phone numbers. He happen to know mine. This is good. Mm. But before I get out of what I want to say, and it seems that I can be very close. So if I am interested, let me go through the after the news. But listen.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to say that I didn't apologize in first. That article and they said that I went to school at Boys the Hall or some school. I went to school at St. Giles Boys School, where some of the best brains we developed in this country came from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other schools produce top class people too,
mm-hmm.
but St. Giles Boys School produced some of the best. Mr. Cumberbatch then was the headmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, one day a guy got a law degree, and the teacher who taught him at school was saying that these fellas, you know, I taught them at school. So this individual said, "Hey, teacher, you taught the dancing ones, right?" and the teacher said to him, and I tell the teacher this too. The teacher said to him, "I taught Muhammad Nasser. You ever read of him?" He was a lawyer.
And he was a lawyer.
No. Anyway, Mr. Johnson, you know the earth is not really 2,000 about years old, but people like to say it's 2,000 years old. You agree?
They can't even figure out how old it is, sir.
They don't even know.
Every time they put a date on it, they find something, some rock, another something that push it back a little more.
Right. They find a man that was 3 million and somebody years old, and he had a daddy, and he had to have a mummy because he couldn't be otherwise. So you can understand. This is what I'm saying. Today, I hear a lot of talk about religion, but since it came out, I decided to start the structure. But I can tell you wrong it. You know, they have a church called the Seventh Day Adventist.
Yep.
You know, they split now, and they have now the Seventh Day Adventist and the Sabbath Keepers.
Really?
Do you know that, Mr. Johnson?
Well, they decide they're no longer following all the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventist Church?
Right. So you have a Sabbath-day Adventist and a Sabbath-keepers. You know, before you had the Anglican Church, you had the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church, that's correct.
And then because of some problem, a man and a woman, they decided that...
Okay. A king decided he wanted the own thing.
Correct. But he had to commit to always saying he believed in the Catholic faith, right? I want to say this guy wants to say something to black people. I really don't care how nobody feels. I realize that I have a problem in Barbados where black people do not understand that religion as taught to them cannot make sense. Religion should be about improving and developing the life of people, financially especially. Because most of the problems that we're having, the crime in this country is because of the lack of religious teachers teaching. They don't know anyhow. They don't know for themselves. Teaching the people how to improve the quality of life instead of telling them foolish about going to heaven and trying to keep away from hell. So when I listen today to the religious experts talking, and they like all of them, they're very good. I want to say something to this country. Every time you take out your Bible and you talk about money, somebody getting it. Oh, the Bible says money is the root of all, the love of money is the root of all evil. Mr. Johnson, you know, I was with six religious people about 3 months ago, or less than 3 months. And I tell them the Bible say that money, fun is for laughter, wine is for merry, and money is the answer to all things. And do you know that two of them say that? They never see that?
They never saw it? Listen, I think it is when you put the desire to have more wealth than everybody else, to set yourself above everybody else, to see the only way you could get ahead is by downpressing or suppressing everybody else, that we have a problem. And that's why I keep telling people about tolerance and this question of how we deal with each other. And that's why I started this morning talking about the importance of an employee to an organization, and that the owners of that organization felt the loss of a member of family because one of their employees died. They understood the importance of the employees to the organization. They were family, although not blood relatives. We got the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Thanks for your call. More of your calls when we return after The Latest. 4341790. The Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Sir, how are you?
I'm good. I was listening and holding a while.
It's good that you've held.
Yeah, I had a topic. Surprising that some of it came out in the news. But before I move into that, I'd like to compliment the gentlemen of the waterworks for the work that they've done. But I'm going to draw to their attention.
And by the way, let me also say that they were fixing the one at Elton Day Nursery as well. So they're on the ball.
All right. Let me say what I found out and what they can check as well. Mm-hmm. Here at the reservoir at Hines Hill.
Mm-hmm.
There's believed to be a crack in the reservoir here at Hines Hill. I believe they should check that out so that it wouldn't get any worse or any dangers to the residents in the area. But I'm sure that they have been efficient over the last couple of months, and I'm expecting them to do the same thing as far as this suggested, and to check out Hines Hill reservoir. No, Mr. Johnson. Hello.
I'm listening to you, sir.
Yeah. People are saying that you and I feel to think that we know everything. And you know, sometimes I laugh, like the taxi driver last night, that who took me to task. And I know everything, you know everything. So I can ask you some questions, Mr. Johnson. You don't know, I don't know. Somebody would have to
say so regularly.
Now, we just heard the minister declare that a lot of taxi licenses were given out.
Yeah.
It was alleged. I was going to use his statement this morning. It was alleged, but now that he has said it. I can repeat that. It just came over the news that he said that a lot of taxi licenses were given out. I am asking if there can be a recall. I am asking since the letters of intention was given out. The guy was asking me last night if there can be a recall. I don't know. So
why?
I don't.
But you have to have a good reason to recall it. I mean, if there is, you see, sir, one of the challenges, and I'm sorry to cut across you, but one of the challenges I have with laws is that they're drafted in such a way that interpretation and time sometimes make them foolish. Unless you have a law that says the maximum number of licensed taxis on the road at any time should be X, or the number of licensed minibuses or ZR vans on the road should be Y, when a time comes when you need more, you're going to have to change the legislation or ask why that limit was set. But once you have no such limit, you're going to be all over the place. But anyhow, yeah, it's interesting. Can they be recalled? It's going to be, boy, it'll be a long while.
you and me can stare in the corners of what I was told, right?
Right.
That if a letter of intent.
Mm-hmm.
If a letter of intent.
A letter of intent is a different right? matter. It's not a foregone conclusion. Yeah.
Right. So I'm trying to say that if the letter of intent which were given, no, a good set of them, since the fellas have not followed up or who have received have not followed up, I believe there's likely list that they can recall.
They might be able to say.
So if it's just an intent. You and I always love it. Next thing.
They may be able to find a loophole.
Mm-hmm. In relation to the contracts that have been issued, which I spoke about, the same question asked. If these contracts have to be honored, or if they can be called, you or I don't have the answers to this.
They could dig into the legalities of at what stage can the contract be renewed, for how long, is it possible to, with 2 years left on your contract, to renew it and post-date it or predate it. The lawyers will have a lot of digging to do. And they could come up with things if they want to. I'm sure they will be able to, if they want to, find things.
No,
things could be found when you want to find it.
I don't know, you don't know. So we got to listen to what...
We got to listen and wait on the experts, yes.
I was told that there have to be a dead period between the existing contract and the beginning contract. Listen to this, a dead period.
Mm.
So I don't know who this legal person is. The person tell me that as long as the person has a contract, there has to be a position between that contract before the other one starts. So then those could be recalled too.
You know, let me tell you this thing about contracts. It is interesting how people react and respond to contracts. I know there are people who let the contract expire.
Yeah.
And then go into what they call the negotiating period. You call it a dead period?
A
negotiating period where they tell you, we'll extend the contract for 3 months and let's see, you know, while we work on the new one.
this is what the person said to me. Uh-huh. And I am learning. And I said,
you learn things every day.
Yeah, they're saying that you and I think we know everything. I'm sharing what I was told.
Well,
with you.
So now I know a little more.
they also said to me this one I'm studying that the contracts are yearly, and that the laws of Barbados says that somewhere along the line you are entitled to a 3 weeks vacation after you've done the 52 weeks. But the contract does not justify a vacation. So
that's
this is how the person come up with a dead period.
Well, you know, again, I have to tell you that there was a contract that I saw, mm-hmm. and the Labor office said it was not a valid contract because it made no allowance for vacations. It did not say you were entitled to a vacation and that your contract should say so. So the person was able to get out of it because the labor office said it was not illegal. Well, that's what they tell me. Eh? I wasn't there when they got the advice.
I think we asked some questions today, and since you and I
don't know the answer, don't know everything.
We're assuming we're on the right track.
That you're on the right path. Let me say this, however. Eh?
Yes, sir.
I believe that every occurrence should be a learning experience. Okay?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, if you have a situation where we have doubts about the issuing of contracts, doubts about the issuing of letters of intent, doubts about how things are done and when they are done, if there is an opportunity to fix it, then what we should do is fix it.
That's
because
right.
To me, and I go back to the Auditor General's report, I have heard the comments, and they are valid comments, that people say, look, the Auditor General has always found things wrong with government finances. The Auditor General has always pointed out that certain institutions are not doing their financials on time, that there were irregularities in contracts, that contracts over a certain amount should be tendered and were not. Now, if this has been going on and on and on and on, and every administration that comes in say we have uncovered all these things that need to be corrected, who will decide that the Auditor General should be given the legal teeth, if you want to put it that way? Sorry for spitting into my mic, but the teeth to say, look, this contravenes section A, B, C, D, subsection F of the following statute, and therefore is being passed on to the Director of Public Prosecution so that so and so and so will be done. When are we going to give him that power? Because it makes no sense to say the Auditor General has reported that a contract that was supposed to be for $11 million was suddenly gone to $18 million, has suddenly gone to $27 million, and there's something wrong with this, but we have no explanation. Can't make sense. Cannot make sense. So let him quote statute, let him quote paragraph, and say, I have handed this today to the Director of Public Prosecution for execution, or give him the power to execute. Now, let me say that I saw the comment in Barbados today from the leader of Solutions Barbados, who talk about a police state because of certain, what he called, loopholes in the legislation being proposed for the integrity legislation that's being proposed. If there are loopholes that will allow an integrity commission to say, well, you know, this looked like it against, but we're not pursuing it, then we got a problem with our legislation already.
Yeah.
You understand? If it is wrong for you, Mr. X, as Minister of Y, to give a contract to your mother, your sister, your auntie, your tante, you whoever, then it must also be wrong for me as Minister Y to give it to my outsider man's sister, my so-called mother-in-law, because what's wrong with you has be wrong with me. Can't say I pursuing you, but I ain't pursuing me because. That can't work. Cannot work.
Give me a final comment, Major, Mr. Johnson.
Absolutely. You got it.
I believe that somewhere along the line, and I support you in that direction, Auditor General
mm-hmm.
Should have the right for legal proceedings. But I am asking the question, who is the senior here? The Accountant General, as far as the relationship is concerned? Because I think the Auditor General has to report to the what I just mentioned there.
The Accountant General? I thought he reports to Parliament, but I can double check it. I could check
But somewhere along the line, here is a person holding an investigative position, have discovered certain areas in his investigation, but above him there is a situation, and the situation which means that I agree with you that somewhere along the line, legislation has got to take its course in this position, involving the generals,
mm-hmm.
the Auditor General, the Accountant General, and the Solicitor General.
Somebody, sir. Generals. Exactly. I mean, I think I have to have a 3-star, 4-star, or 5-star general. So, look, the truth is, right, and this is what is annoying, I think, to a lot of us, let me call us innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
bystanders. If you have a situation where, I'll take the, I think it was the U.S. Virgin Islands. If it's not the U.S. Virgin Islands, let me not defame them. A group of islands in the Caribbean where the United States has jurisdiction over it, and the drug enforcement, the DEA, decided they were going to test something, have a sting. They called and said they wanted to refuel a plane in the middle of the night because they were carrying certain illicit substances to other places, and how much they would have to pay to have it landed. They were quoted a price. And the people said, okay, we'll meet you on the runway. You know who received the two suitcases for the money to let the plane fuel? The Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister. And they get locked up. They were arrested. Okay? So the question is, if a Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister who went to receive a bribe could get locked up in a dependency, why? And you read about it in various other places. You read in the Far East, you have, you know, people being charged with corruption. Why it is somehow in the Caribbean we hear all these allegations and we always hear, well, we can't do anything about it because there ain't no evidence, it is alleged, and maybe perhaps and loopholes. Why?
I want to close by apologizing to Mr. P. I think Mr. P misunderstood me when he said that I was asking that no one be locked up. I don't think I said that. I think I said that somewhere along the line that there should be trials. And if they have been found
guilty, absolutely
guilty,
yeah.
Right? There are several things that could be done, and it has been done within certain countries where they have
confiscation of assets, blocking of bank accounts,
house prisoners, they've kept them indoors. So I'm saying to you, Mr. P, that somewhere along the line there has to be a punishment, not a goodbye handshake. And I believe in the system that I've just spoken about, that you freeze the account, you put them on the house arrest, because if you put them within the system, if they've corrupt a whole country, they're liable to corrupt the institutions of which they're in.
Yeah, I have a point, you know.
Look,
I tell you, look, I have to tell you, though, sir, that I think that's what when we talk about equality under the law, I think one of the things people, Mr. P in particular, says this all the time, that if you're locking up a man for a tin of corned beef, why you're not locking up a man for carrying away $7 million? Well, it's usually because fella can't repay the tin of corned beef, but a lot of fellas has repaid the $7 million before they even get charged.
I'm not sure, but I think you would know of this, and perhaps they've got to be very careful of what I'm saying.
Right.
That there was a case here in Barbados where an individual, and when I say an individual, it could spread all across, I've not named the person, I've not pointed out the person, was penalized for a matter.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived so well within the walls that somewhere along the line, he had a lot of freedom of access.
That has happened. That, too, sir, has happened.
Halfway in this country.
It has happened.
It has happened.
I didn't say the way it happened, but I know these things have happened. Sir, I want to thank you for your contributions on this Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thanks to John Stout for taking care of things technical, filling in that role nicely. And to those who asked, Graham is continuing to mend, and we do keep him in our thoughts and prayers as well. On behalf of the team, I'm Dennis Johnson. Have a good afternoon.